Hi, good evening. I should be in bed right now, but I had something on my mind, so I thought I'd share it with you. I was recently, okay, I gotta make sure I spell her name right. I was, apparently, I've been getting her emails. I cannot remember where I heard her. Her name is Moism. Mo. Her last name is Isom. She has a blog, as well as she posts videos on her blog. Sorry, I'm getting in. I'm not a night person, and I'm sitting here with Shadow on my lap, and I'm all of a sudden feeling tired. But I know I wanted to just talk about this quick because everybody is asleep, and sometimes I just don't have time during the day to sit down and talk with you guys. So here it is. You're going to get me a little sleepy. But on her blog, she was talking about spring cleaning. Moism.com is her blog. And she was talking about spring cleaning as in our hearts, minds, our homes. I know right now a lot of you are finding yourselves home a little bit more than usual, maybe. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now, that is for sure. Pardon my yawn. A lot of us are home. I mean, we're homeschoolers, homesteaders, everything at home. I even home birthed all the stuff at home. But I find myself home more, mostly because the library is closed, my daughter's piano lessons are canceled. All these like little things that pop up that keep us busy, but a good busy. Everything's canceled, so it's like to the grocery store and back, and I'm totally okay with that. I am okay with it because I realize I'm really able to concentrate on cooking down our sap for maple syrup and not being interrupted. We just putz around the house or outside and. We spent like 3 to 4 hours cleaning up outside. It's just sticks that have fallen over the winter and putting them on the burn pile. My daughter started the bonfire burn pile up so we can burn all these random boxes and twigs and sticks and branches from the winter. And okay, what was my point? So that kept us busy today. It's a good busy. Oh, we're home more. She was giving us to the point. She was saying, what I wanted to share with you. This was my point because I want you actually to go to her blog and read that and watch her video. It's like 50 minutes long, but it's so good. If I can figure out how to link it through this podcast, I will. I'm new to this, so I have no idea how to do that, but I'll try. If not, just rewind moism.com. Spring cleaning, that's the title. Purging idols out of your life and your home. And whenever I read about idols in the Bible, I think, how on earth could they do that? How could they choose to do idols or worshiping God? And then you watch, listen to her podcast and you go, oh, or it's a YouTube video. Oh, I have idols in my home? Ew, what am I doing? All of a sudden, it's like our eyes are opened a little bit more. She encouraged us to look around our home, look around our closets, have clothes become our idols. I'm raising my hand over here. Have you gone to the store? I love going to thrift stores. Do you go to the store to fill up a certain part of your life that you may be feeling emptiness or sad? So you go and buy a cute cardigan at your local thrift store? Yeah, I've done I've done that. And you know what? When I wear that sweater, I don't really like it. Probably because of why I bought it. Are there certain books on your shelves that, not that it's horror books, but maybe it's books that you used to read. Maybe it's Christian, even, but it's fiction romance. Do you actually need that on your shelf? I know I don't. There's a couple of them that I was keeping because I loved them. They weren't even like mushy type of crazy romance. Not at all. I just love the history in it. But sometimes when I read those books, I didn't like the feeling of it, the feelings that it would bring on. So after listening to her video, it motivated me to look around my house. And she encourages you to pray. Holy Spirit, speak to me on what I need to get rid of in my home spring cleaning, but also in my life, in my heart, in my mind. What are things that I've been holding on to that I shouldn't be? How can I be free? How can I at all hear from the Lord if I have all these idols just hanging around? Sometimes we just need a simple video from somebody else that has heard from the Lord to go, oh, I had no idea. And that's just what I want to do. I just want to make this short and sweet, but also really powerful that we shouldn't just take life lightly as believers and go, oh, everything's fine. Yeah, I accepted the Lord and everything's fine. I can just kind of do what I want to do, and in the end, I'll die and go to heaven. Well, yes, that is true. If we continue to serve the Lord and our salvation is secure, I do know that. But it is important how we live, don't you think? What we listen to, she was even mentioning, what's on your playlist on your phone? What's on your, maybe Netflix? We don't have Netflix, but Amazon Prime. Like, what's on your list that you watch? Do you actually need to be watching that? Probably not. It doesn't even need to be labeled bad or rated R, but maybe it's just not even good. It's not even edifying to your life as a believer. It's okay to feel a little bit annoyed with, oh, I have to get rid of all this stuff. But you know what? It's good to listen to that because on the other end of, oh, I have to get rid of all this stuff, it feels really good. I mean, it does something inside of us, right? It changes us. It allows us to go, oh Lord, this life is so much more than me just living day to day and surviving. No, it's serving the Lord, purging our houses, our minds, and our souls and our bodies of things that just shouldn't be there. So, what could you do today? I already got rid of a bunch of stuff. I have a huge laundry basket full of clothes. And you know what? They're nice clothes. Really nice clothes that I had found at thrift stores. Nice wool sweaters. Pretty necklaces that I found through Noonday. Okay? Those type of things. Well, I keep it because I spent how much on it? I don't mean wear them. Why do I have them? I already purged some books off the bookshelf. This is at 10 o'clock, you guys. So if I can do it, excuse me, if I can do it tired, I know you can do it wide awake during the day. So open your eyes up. I know I have work to do in my home, and I'm just going to continue praying, Lord, show me the areas of my home that I need to purge, but also my heart too. What idols, what things am I holding on to that I may not even know? Okay, I'm just going to end with that. A quick 10-minute talk. Start talking to the Lord. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what what needs to be shown in your life that doesn't need to be there anymore, that isn't glorifying to God. We don't want to live weak, dull lives that just go day into day. We want to, our lives are to serve the Lord, and it should reflect it. Our homes should reflect it. Our attitude, our posture should reflect serving the Lord. And I think if we have way too many idols in us and around us, it can affect that greatly. And sometimes we just need our eyes open to go, ah, I had no idea. Okay, I hope you guys have a great night's sleep if you're listening to this at night. And if not, I will talk to you soon. Goodbye.